Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Air Force has determined that a crew of a C-17 military transport plane made the right decision to take off from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan last August, despite desperate civilians rushing the tarmac. After the plane landed at an airbase in Qatar, human remains were discovered in the wheel well of the aircraft. President Trump on Monday issued a 12-page rebuttal to testimony and evidence presented by the January 6 made-for-TV show. The president accused Democrats of seeking to distract from a series of domestic issues facing the country. Quote, 17 months after the events of January 6, Democrats are unable to offer solutions. They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation. End quote. Trump's statement was released through his Save America PAC. NASCAR racing is in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All these stock market gains under President Biden have now been wiped out. Your 401k has probably lost roughly 15% of its value since January. B of A leaders have said the U.S. economy is now in some form of a recession. Former senior advisor to MoveOn.org, Karine Jean-Pierre, is now the White House spokesperson for President Biden. Here's what they had to say about the disaster happening to the dollar.
As you know, we're watching closely. We face global challenges. We've talked about this. We're not the only country dealing with what we're seeing at the moment as it relates to inflation. You know, Putin's price hike, inflation coming out of a once-in-a-generation global pandemic, all of those things play a factor. The American people are well-positioned to face these challenges because of the economic historic gains that we have made under this president.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Talk about your irony. A self-published romance novelist, 71-year-old Nancy Brophy, who once wrote an online essay called How to Murder Your Husband, was sentenced on Monday to life in prison for murdering her husband at his workplace in Portland, Oregon, 4 years ago. Ms. Brophy was convicted of second-degree murder on May 25th after a 7-week trial. Her sentence Monday included a possibility of parole after 25 years in custody. Primary elections taking place today in 4 states. Texas will have a special election for a vacant House seat in District 34. Congressional candidate from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, woke up early for Fox News Tuesday morning.
Well, we're a swing district. We march to the beat of our own drum. And I ran when I won this seat back to Republicans in 2020 when my opponent lost it to a Democrat for the first time in 40 years. I promised to be an independent voice. And that really works down here in the Lowcountry. They want someone, a representative, who's going to be fiscally conservative, who's going to be honest and steady in their leadership, because our country is facing crisis after crisis created by Joe Biden. And it's such a huge honor to have Nikki Haley on our team. She's been out there campaigning with us for the last last 48 hours. It's been really, really exciting. I'm the only candidate on the ballot that's gotten local endorsements from elected officials. And we're really looking forward to today. And polls open at 7 a.m. and they close at 7 p.m. And we're just encouraging everyone to get out there and vote. Maybe bring a bottle of water because it's going to be so hot today.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we got James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor joining us now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing very well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I tell you, I'm especially excited about Tom Cruise coming back to the big screen with Top Gun Maverick, making it fashionable to be a man once again and to be American. Imagine that.
Yeah, really. You know, the old maxim in Hollywood, at least whispered maxim, is if you get woke, you go broke. And I guess yes. So that they brought up another maxim now, thanks to Tom Cruise and Paramount for putting this out. You got to give them credit. This picture is the anti-woke picture.
It is.
People are hungering for it because it's pro-military, it's pro-American, it's pro-man, as you said. It's pro-masculinity. After the whole woke culture's attacked all of these things. And, you know, Tom Cruise, obviously this is an unusual project, because there's a 36 years between the original Top Gun and this sequel. And so what they had to do, if they were going to be true to the original, they would have to take the values of the original and at least end the characters and age them, which is, you know, which happened thanks to Father Time. Yeah. Tom Cruise is not the same punk he was back in 1986, fresh off of doing Risky Business, you know?
Yes, right.
So now he's a mature officer, trainer of other fighter pilots, but they kept the values intact. They couldn't get all of the original stars, but they got Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, some others, and they brought in Jennifer Connelly as his romantic interest, but to carry her character from a conversation
exactly
that took place in the original story. So she's the daughter of an admiral.
Yeah, the admiral's daughter. Now, you're not going to find Kelly McGillis in there, though. Just I'll tell you that up front.
No Kelly McGillis. I think Kelly McGillis kind of retired and moved away, and so they didn't use her. But the fact is, people hunger for this so much that people in the audience were clapping and screaming and happy. And, of course, the other thing that this film did is it defied the CCP in China, the
exactly.
Communist Party in China, that has been messing around with our scripts and our films and our content. And there was an early trailer that came out. There was a Chinese investor. It's actually a gaming company that was in this project that pulled out because of the fact that Paramount and Tom Cruise refused to kowtow, no pun intended, to their demands. And it had to do with the display of Japanese flags and more so the flag of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
A legitimate country, a legitimate independent nation. And we have people now in our government, people in entertainment, people in sports that will not say that.
And exactly.
Taiwan has.
Yeah, you can ask LeBron about that real quick, too. He'll tell you what to say or what not to say, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But in any case, it's a wonderful story, and it's great. You know, Tom Cruise, a lot of people don't know this, but Tom Cruise actually went to a seminary to become a priest, a Catholic priest. He was raised a Catholic long before he got into Scientology. I think those Christian Catholic values are inside of him, because the one thing, you know, Tom Cruise, he's had, I'd say his big knock is the Scientology, but you don't see Tom Cruise, you know, his picture on the post office. You don't see him getting arrested for drugs. You don't see him involved in abuse. And he has a reputation for just being like a super hard worker, perhaps a workaholic. He drives his, his crew crazy. But, you know, I say you got to give him credit, because at least what he's done is a positive contribution. And we haven't seen a lot of those out of Hollywood. So we're
exactly
just,
mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason it's so successful. And it proves it's going to change the paradigm a little bit. For the major studios, Paramount being a major studio, and it's one I'm intimately familiar with because I used to work there. Mm. And so to me, it sends a message, hey, listen, if you deliver the goods to the American people, you deliver them entertainment content that they really want, guess what? You can make a big profit without China.
Exactly. Well, 150 million, James, Memorial Weekend. Wow. Talk about hitting the golden ring there. I mean, this was the biggest debut of his career, wasn't it?
Yes, it was the biggest debut of his career, and it's the biggest box office in the post-pandemic era. And remember, a lot of people in various states, and especially I have friends who say, hey, are the movie theaters open? They don't
exactly.
even know, you know.
Yeah.
And especially now, films are coming out, and a lot of them are either simultaneously streaming or streaming soon thereafter. They made the wise decision with this Top Gun sequel to not stream simultaneously, which I think helped the box office. But the biggest reason is we live in an age of social media and an age of buzz. That happens on that first weekend, and the buzz on this film was unbelievable. People from all over, just about everyone, in terms of people, it got the highest cinema score grade on social media. There were raves across the political spectrum. This was not just a conservative movie. But I think it just shows people are hungering for...
Well, this is a response to pent-up demand, right? I mean...
Right.
You know, right, exactly. For lots of reasons. Like you said, not being able to get into a movie. But this is a movie that needed to be viewed on the big screen, though.
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, the production was amazing, especially, you know, in those flight scenes, the way they had the cameras. And this is... Tom Cruise is known for this because he does a lot of his own stunts. He wants organic special effects. And it was, there's something magical that reminds me of an analogy to music. It's like the difference between electronically produced music and organically created music. Similarly with special effects, when they feel real because they are real.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's just, the production was amazing, and the acting and casting and the screenwriting. And, you know, the original director unfortunately passed away.
Right.
But the guy who took over just carried it forward. And, of course, Tom Cruise is a micromanager, and he had his hand in everything. At his base, you look at Tom Cruise's career, the one thing you also can say for him, Tom Cruise cares deeply about his audience, more so than what he cares about. You know, he doesn't do a lot of vanity projects. He did a couple, but most of his career is audience-pleasing entertainment.
Exactly.
And that's, it's just, so you put all those things together and you have probably the biggest hit of the year.
Yeah, understandably. Got to go to break. Got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back
America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday. You might say Maverick S, only because we were talking about so much about Maverick and Tom Cruise. And this is, you know, I think that the title of Maverick, and just to kind of tie up a little bow around our first conversation about Tom Cruise and the success of the movie, is just this Maverick attitude that I believe is a refreshing, welcoming attitude. Maybe we're just going to give rise to this Maverick attitude that's so needed in this country right now, James.
Well, we sure need a lot of courage.
Yes.
We need a lot of support for traditional values involving our respect for military and what military is supposed to be. And we also need that, you know, our basic American values. There's nothing wrong with patriotism.
Yes.
The woke culture wants to kill patriotism.
Exactly.
And patriotism, because it's equated with nationalism, is something that today's elite are trying to move us away from, but it's deep in our hearts, and they can't. And that's what this also shows.
Yeah, and they're trying to, in the same token, rid us of a right to defend life itself, James.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and this is, see, the interesting thing, if we look at the pattern of what the left is trying to do, they're trying most of all to change the subject. They want to change the subject because their track record, now that they're in power, is abysmal. They've accomplished zero except to harm. Mm-hmm. When we look at the borders, we look at the crime, we look at the economy, it is a terrible, terrible track record. So let's change the subject. So when there are mass shootings, the shift is, and especially when we look at rising crime, to not make it the fault of where it belongs, in local leadership, in Soros-funded prosecutors, in people calling for defunding the police and disrespecting the police, in policies of reduced bail, of decriminalizing crime, of failure to prosecute. Those are creating a nightmare, and especially where I live in Southern California, just turning us into a third world community. And to distract from that, let's blame all crime on the instrument, an inanimate object, a gun.
Yes.
And then, of course, the idea of the turning the attention towards the individual, to take away what is a God-given, inherent right, the ability to defend yourself, your family, your community. The absurdity of it is lost in the emotion. Mm-hmm. But that's the idea. If you
exactly.
Look at the Democrat Party,
yeah.
What they've been doing is glomming onto, pouncing on anything that can distract and change the subject from that track record.
Well, just what you want to do, James, you know, excuse me for interrupting here for just a moment, but just what you want to do is give a party that has such a lust, an insatiable lust for power and control, even more power and control. Let's just lay all our guns at their feet and surrender 100% to them because they've been so trustworthy so far, right? Is that what we're to believe?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, right now, in China, they've locked down just an incredible tens of millions of people in Shanghai, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with health. Zero. And they're starving these people, and they're harming them. And the most draconian lockdown measures other than China were in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. What do all those countries have in common? They disarmed their people. And so now there's a call to do that here. But the important thing is that right preexisted the United States. That is a God-given right. And the idea that, you know, upstanding citizens who've never committed a crime would all of a sudden be deprived of the means of self-defense at a time when the police aren't available.
Exactly.
I think we see the agenda. So, interestingly, here in Los Angeles, right near where I live, all of a sudden there's been like a boomerang effect. I think it's had an effect on people like Bill Maher and Elon Musk and people who have been red-pilled of recent times, because there's a new crime that's come into being called follow-home robberies, and groups, gangs of criminals, well-armed, are staking out exclusive clubs, fancy restaurants, and looking for very expensive cars and people who are in fancy clothes and people that live in areas that normally don't have to worry about crime. And they're following them, ambushing them, and robbing them, and sometimes burglarizing the home. And it's affecting the wealthy class, the elite. And it's just, I mean, we're talking about local police that describe this, where there's like a bunch of carloads of criminals, well-armed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like a little caravan.
Yeah, it's like you got smashing grabs now that have left the marketplace and they're going to these high rent very expensive home and neighborhoods, right?
Right. Yes. And what is this? And we have now there in office about two dozen prosecutors who do not prosecute, who follow the George Soros blueprint because they were financed from Soros-connected entities. And I mentioned, you know, like this, if you take away bail, if you decriminalize felonies, if you reduce sentences and you abuse prosecutorial discretion, let people back out in the street. We see this all the time in Southern California. Well, of course, you're going to have rising crime. If they did in COVID, they let people out of prison. Mm. And so they are they hold the responsibility for this, but they want to say, hey, look over there. Look at that shiny object over there. Look at that assault weapon. That's what did it. That's why we have rising crime, is what they say. And, of course, it's just a meaningless distraction. And it is there, you know, what was it that Emanuel said? Don't let crisis go to waste,
right?
If it's a shooting, they're gonna do it only if it fits their narrative.
But James, how do we offset this? Because, like you said, it's emotional. And if we get caught in the statistics, I mean, we're in the, you know, this is long division. I mean, there needs to be a simple answer here that I insist is based on our Second Amendment right. We've got to be able to, to deliver that, that defense of our natural God-given right in such a way that takes it out of the emotion, takes it away from statistics, because they don't want to hear about reason. This has been so emotionalized, right? So what's your counsel? We got a minute left.
Sure. It's simple. The words shall not be infringed. In its own amendment, in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, is the right to bear arms. There's not a single reasonable, honest, legal expert, constitutional expert, who will argue that it means anything but the individual right to bear arms. And if people are honest, then they should say, we want to amend the Constitution. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
But don't try to do it by executive order, by legislation, by any other means, because that Constitution is the supreme law of the land, period.
Amen. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James Hurston has been with us. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
God bless you. Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Air Force has determined that a crew of a C-17 military transport plane made the right decision to take off from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan last August, despite desperate civilians rushing the tarmac. After the plane landed at an airbase in Qatar, human remains were discovered in the wheel well of the aircraft. President Trump on Monday issued a 12-page rebuttal to testimony and evidence presented by the January 6th made-for-TV show. The president accused Democrats of seeking to distract from a series of domestic issues facing the country. Quote, 17 months after the events of January 6th, Democrats are unable to offer solutions. They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation. End quote. Trump's statement was released through his Save America PAC. NASCAR racing is in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Scott Shera is going to be joining us in just a moment. What an incredible story to tell. And his story gives us a question that really stops you in your tracks, especially when we're talking about COVID. And the question is, are hospitals targeting the disabled? Is COVID used as a pretext for genocide? Now, Scott is the father of Grace, who died in a hospital following treatment protocols that have since been questioned. And they're questioned for obvious reasons, and that has to do with the results. And it's left Scott with this question of whether or not hospitals did right for his daughter, or because she was Down syndrome, that they treated her less than and did not really do what their Hippocratic Oath calls for, and that is to do no harm. Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Scott, this is, boy, I'll tell you, to say it's a heartbreak is an understatement. I mean, as a father myself, and here you are the voice of your daughter talking, you know, to America, those of us who have been affected by COVID, and for you to tell her story, which is just devastating, Scott. And so tell us, you know, tell us Grace's story, if you would, please.
Well, Grace went into the hospital with COVID. It was very unexpected because we were following the frontline doctor's protocol. but she did not die of COVID. Just quickly, Grace was 19. She was very high functioning. She had Down syndrome. She could read and write, drive a car. It just gives you a perspective. And she had a sense of humor beyond anything. She was my best buddy. And that's one of the motivations to get out and tell this story. You don't want any dad to lose his best buddy or mom to lose her best friend. And that's what happened here with Grace. So Grace did not die of COVID. So she went in the hospital with COVID. She did not die of COVID. There's three things that killed Grace. Number one is they put her on a sedation med for 4 days before her last day when the package insert for the med says to only use for 24 hours. That sedation drug is called Presidex. Presidex doesn't get any of the press. Remdesivir and Vents get all the press. But what I'm connecting the dots with is that this way they took Grace out is the new way. This is already the standard in the UK. And this is, I believe, is going to become the next wave of how they're taking people out in hospitals. So they used Presidex on Grace for 4 full days against the package insert. Presidex causes respiratory failure. The first cause of death on Grace's death certificate is acute respiratory failure with hypoxemia, which is low oxygen, which is also caused by Presidex. Then, of course, the second cause of death is COVID-19 pneumonia, so they could get their death bonus. Then the second thing, which is what we focused on for a long time, is they gave, in addition to maxing Grace out on Presidex her last day, in a 29-minute window, they had her on Presidex, and then they gave her 2 doses of lorazepam. At this point, she was already knocked out from Presidex. But right. They gave her 2 doses of lorazepam, which is an anti-anxiety med, when she's already knocked out, and then 2 milligrams of morphine as an IV push. That 29-minute window would have taken you and I out, Bill. Yeah. And so it's unconscionable given a doctor ordered it, a physician signed off, the alarm for the hospital they had to override, and a 14-year ICU nurse injected the meds. You can't make that up. But the worst piece of this whole thing is they put a DNR, do not resuscitate, order on Grace without our permission.
I was going to say, did you order that, or that they did this? This was all done by the hospital.
All done by the hospital. This is it's crazy. So, I mean, this is why we're telling the story, because people have to know this has gotten way bigger than my daughter, Grace. And you know, you start connecting the dots, which is how you started things with genocide. And I can go into that if that's what you'd like to do next.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. The question is, if Grace, then who else?
Exactly. And we have many people who have contacted us. We have a website, ouramazinggrace.net, and people are contacting us now that Grace's story has gone international, and they're sharing their stories. We have a lady 3 weeks ago contacted us from the East Coast, her 37-year-old Down syndrome daughter. They put a DNR on her illegally on day 2 of her hospital stay.
Scott, does it seem like this is protocol, determined protocol by the hospitals, that they're following orders from a different source, you know, and again, you follow the money, and this is what becomes quite suspicious with everything that has to do with COVID. This is why everybody died of COVID, whether it was, you know, they got ran over by a bus or whatever. It was COVID, because if it was COVID related, then the hospitals got more money. And we go back to that old basic business principle that says that people will do that which they get rewarded for. And the hospitals were getting rewarded for COVID deaths. So why would they not see everything as COVID related? And if they could mark it down as a COVID death, then they were well rewarded, right? I mean, it sounds cynical, but that's basically what seems to be consistent with not only your story, but other stories that we've heard along the way.
And that was the first thing after Grace died that when I really delved into the research, I discovered that money trail that you're talking about. And it's huge. They pressured us to give them a pre-authorization for a ventilator 4 different times. And when I saw the money involved with the ventilator, I could see why they did that. Grace was never a ventilator candidate. And there's a $300,000 payday when they convince somebody to be put on a ventilator. But the money gets real. It's way more sinister than just that money. If you take it to a national level, the disabled and the elderly account for 39% of the federal budget, which is $2.2 trillion annually, go to take care of the disabled and the elderly. So there is a huge incentive for the government to use COVID as the way to take these people out. And the veil is starting to be lifted. One of the articles that just came out statistically about 3-4 weeks ago shows that disabled females that went into the hospital with COVID have an 11 times more likely death than a non-disabled female. And, of course, the government will blame that on comorbidities. But, I mean, as the veil keeps being lifted, I think we're going to see that the elderly and disabled were targeted. And, of course, the finances show why. But, you know, this has been set up for a lot of years. I mean, Down syndrome children, which I know a lot about because Grace had Down syndrome, are already aborted at the rate of 67% in our country. And that's been set up for decades. And the elderly have been put in nursing homes for decades. So when you start thinking about young people in the medical profession taking care of the disabled and the elderly, they already have a perception that these people are useless eaters, and they're implementing it.
Well, and the other thing that's quite suspicious, like you said, is, you know, the number, the death rate, 10.8 times higher than non-disabled females. I mean, you think, wait a minute, just from all the sensitivity of hashtag women, hashtag females, you know, that sort of thing, the hashtag movement, why isn't there just outrage beyond decibel level?
Well, there is outrage for the people who will listen, but as you well know, at least 60% of the country is completely deaf because of the propaganda machine that's been put in place. So, I mean, we're screaming to the rooftops. We have people like Dr. Peter McCullough, who was able to spend some one-on-one time with this weekend when I was at a speaking event, and Tom Renz is leading up the legal case with Grace. I mean, these guys are warriors, and I'm on the same team as them.
Wow. This is an incredible story, Scott, and I'm so sorry that you and the other families with disabled children, especially girls, that have had to endure this all in the name of science and health care, which is it's the furthest thing from. I mean, the whole idea of health care is being redefined by these scientists that we must follow. We must obey and surrender our liberties to. And at what cost? Here it is. We're finding it out firsthand. We've got more from Scott Shara on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
You know what gives us hope is the truth. And this is what we have to pursue, and this is what this radio show is all about. Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And what we're finding out in this age of deception and delusion, you know, something that we were warned about, for those of you who have a spiritual context and read the Word of God, this is no surprise. I mean, we read about it. We just never thought it would ever happen in our lifetimes. But here it is, all spirited from a pandemic. You know, and you see what happened to the elderly. I mean, in New York, you have a governor consolidating vulnerable people into an area where they would be exposed and be no more and get away with it. It's amazing. And we're hearing more and more stories like this that seem to be very diabolical on its face and heartbreaking. Because we're talking real lives and real people, such as the story Scott Sher is sharing with us about his daughter, Grace. I can only imagine. I know what my daughter means to me, my only daughter. And Grace, for him, was his best buddy and meant the world to him. She had Down syndrome, but regardless of that, I mean, for anybody who has been blessed with a Down syndrome child, they will tell you without exception the blessing that they bring to the family, the purity of life and the joy that they bring that is just so unique and special about Down syndrome. But, you know, people are so quick because they see somebody with Down syndrome and think they're disabled. And what they do is they enable a part of our humanity that is so unique. And so our answer in society is they say, well, they're less than. And there are no values, so let's abort them. I mean, there's some countries that automatically, I mean, you don't have, there's no debate. If your child is determined to have had Down syndrome, they're aborted. No questions asked. That's it. And here it is, even in this very convenient culture in which we live in, you know, parents would say, wow, some parents, I can't deal with it. I don't want to deal with a Down syndrome child. But what do they know? But Scott would tell you differently. And Scott, you know, dear friends that I've had, and I've seen their families, you know, they're so blessed by a Down syndrome family member. And what I'm sharing, I really, you know, I feel like it's, there's so much more to say about families who are touched and affected by Down syndrome. And when I say affected, I mean in every positive sense of the term. Am I being fair? I mean, is, you know, in my assessment of this, how would you tell people about life with grace in your family?
I have goosebumps while you just shared that. The only thing you did wrong was understate what she did in her life. She was a absolute gift. We had an angel walking around with us for 19 years. I don't know, you know, why did God pick us? I mean, it just, I can't believe it. We certainly didn't deserve something as beautiful as her. She brought me up the days I was down. She loved me when I was a jerk, which is most of the time. She represented the way God loves us, which is unconditionally, not based on performance. That was my daughter Grace, and that's the Down syndrome population. You know, we've had people write to us, you know, and they do it unknowingly. They'll say something like, "Well, now that Grace is in heaven, she won't have Down syndrome anymore." And I look at it just the opposite. I think everybody in heaven has Down syndrome. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, and Grace is, in our area, Grace had a following. I was just known as Grace's dad. 400 people came to her funeral.
I bet.
I mean,
oh wow!
She was just. I don't know how to even begin to describe the impact she had. I mean, I don't think I would understand God's love if it wasn't for my little stinker Grace. Oh, thanks for asking that, Bill.
Yeah. Well, it's so important to hear this, Scott, because in this culture of death in which we find ourselves living in, Scott, when we were growing up, we would never have thought in a million years we would be here today where life is so casual and that and so disposable. And here you are, you know, sharing from your heart your experience with your daughter. And, and it's kind of, you know, some people might say, well, she was special needs. Well, like you say, it's like we're the ones with special needs.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones, right?
Right. I need a heart and a brain transplant. I mean, Grace, she had it. Here's a perspective. I mean, she called me earthly dad. She called my wife earthly mom. You know, who does that? Because she got it. You know, we struggle obeying God. Why? Because we always want our own way. You know, Grace, she was just an obedient kid. One of the people who interviewed me, when they heard the details of the story, just instantly said she died a martyr's death. You know, she did. I mean, she was obedient unto death, just like our Lord Jesus Christ. And it has created an obligation to tell this story. And, you know, obviously we want to tell it to save people's lives so that they realize these hospitals are death camps and you need to vet the hospital before you ever go in. Riding in an ambulance and vetting the hospital at the same time doesn't cut it anymore because most of these hospitals are bought by the government. So you got to know this. So that's one motivation. But the spiritual motivation of this is by far and away more important, because if we only save people's lives physically but they're not saved spiritually, what good is it? And we believe Grace is pricking people's hearts to get right with God and maybe search for Him for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, God had a purpose for Grace, clearly. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm proud to be an extension of her story, to be utilized in spreading the story about Grace, because there is a lot more to this story. I mean, I'm sure as you tell it in the different shows that you go on, and how you touch people, and even what God has revealed to you about this relationship with Grace that you enjoyed. And yes, you're fighting for justice and those things that are right and noble and good, you know, the things that the Father in heaven would stand for, because what happened to Grace should not happen to any of his creation. You know, made in his image. I mean, wow, when you think about that, that we're all made in his image. Even a Down syndrome child, made in his image. Wow, I mean, that puts you on such holy ground, doesn't it?
That's spot on. I am so glad you opened that conversation up, because that's the most important thing here. And, you know, when you think through what is happening on a macro level, we as a society have rejected God. So if you don't believe in God, where does that take you? And it takes you to Agenda 21. So we've got to control the climate. We've got to control the population. And, you know, God's got this. But the people who don't believe in God think they need to do those things. And so what we're seeing here is simply an extension of a completely different belief, a belief of those people
exactly.
who don't believe in God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very simple. I mean, the Bible tells us what stands before us is a choice between life and death. And if you have any doubt whatsoever, I love that the Bible doesn't hesitate to give you the right choice. Choose life. That's what you want to do. And you can see in your life, if you've been around any time whatsoever, when you've made the right choice, it goes well for you. But we need to be consistent in understanding those right choices. I mean, where we are right now in dealing with Roe v. Wade, for example, you know, we're trying to reverse something, you know, down the road. Unfortunately, there have been 63 million plus babies, and that's only counting the ones that have been aborted. And we're not talking about the male in abortion, abortifacient pill involved in how many millions of babies have been involved there. And that 63 million is only the United States. It's not around the world numbers. I mean, what we've done to God's creation, I mean, I get it that some people do not get it. But, you know, it's up to us that we'll do everything we can, you know, throwing ourselves on a hand grenade for daughters like Grace, for the unborn who do not have a voice and whose voices are being ignored. But I love what the Bible says, which is quite telling. And that is when Cain has killed his brother Abel, God says to him, says, your brother's blood is calling out to me from the ground. Now this is, you know, and you hear, you must imagine the sound of the cries that go into heaven of one child, in this case Abel, who was killed by his brother. Can you imagine what the sound must be for the millions of babies who have died by way of abortion, what the sound in heaven must be from the cries of these babies? I'll tell you, that scene and that idea crushes me, Scott.
Well, thanks for sharing that. You know, Jesus came to heal the sick. And the thing that we hope more than anything, we do not want any of these doctors and nurses, even the ones who killed Grace, to spend eternity in hell. And we want the prayers for their repentance, because they can all stop this killing in a minute if they would repent.
Exactly. Scott Shara, thank you for being with us and sharing Grace's story. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because